بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الرابع عشر. وعن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الصلوات الخمس، والجمعة إلى الجمعة، ورمضان إلى رمضان، مكفرات لما بينهن إذا اجتنبت الكبائر، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Still in this chapter of the various ways of doing good deeds, and in fact very easy to do all the good deeds and the great rewards that are promised upon them. This is the 14th hadith in the chapter, also narrated by Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the five times namaz, that is, a person performs his five times namaz, and Jum'ah tul Jum'ah, a person who makes always his Jum'ah, wa Ramadanu ila Ramadan, and from one Ramadan to the other, that is, if a person observes all this, he observes his five times namaz daily, he observes his Jum'ah, his Ramadan, he observes properly, keeping the rozas, Taraweeh at night, etc. If he does so much, then this is mukaffiratul lima bainahun. It is expiation, or a forgiveness of all the sins that are in between. Whatever, and this comes, it is the minor sins. Whatever a person has committed in between, they are forgiven by the barakah of making our five times namaz. So all the sins committed in between the namazes, our minor sins are forgiven. From one Jumu'ah to the next Jumu'ah, from one Ramadan to the next. Just by observing the basics of deen, then we are prone to make gunas, defaulter. Allah forgives all that which is in between. Idhajtunibatil kabair. But a very big condition is here at the end, as long as he stays away from the major sins. All the minor sins are forgiven, as long as he stays away from the major sins. Today, unfortunately, we are not only involved in major sins, but even in acts of kufr we are involved in. So many acts of kufr also we are involved in. So we can't take it just that by performing all this, all our sins are forgiven. The condition is that a person must stay away from major sins. The hadith is an explanation of the verse of the Quran, إِنَّ الْحَسَنَاتِ يُذْهِبْنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ. In the Quran Sharif, Allah Ta'ala says, good deeds wash away all the sins. When a person does good deeds, then all the sins are washed away. As it comes also in the hadith, whenever you do commit a sin, you fell into a sin, then follow it up by doing a good deed. The good deed will wash away that sin which you had committed. So minor sins will be forgiven. But very important to stay away from major sins. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, Maulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, says that in most of the hadith, the condition of minor or that it is minor sins that will be forgiven are not mentioned. The reason for that, he explains, his father, Hazrat Maulana Yahya Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, explained that for a Muslim, he doesn't commit major sins. He stays very far from major sins. And perchance he does commit a major sin, he cannot rest until he has asked forgiveness. It is like the mountain has fallen on him. On the other hand, a munafiq, and we have to check today that quality so much in us, that we commit major sins, and it is just like a fly was sitting and we made it fly away. We don't worry about even major sins. We are so much involved in major sins, in un-Islamic activities, in all acts of kufr also we are involved in. But it doesn't harm and hurt us in the least. But our sensitivity of iman is almost gone dead. We don't feel it. When iman is in a person, as Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, whenever they commit a sin, they immediately become aware, immediately. What's happened? Yeah, how did I commit this sin? But today, unfortunately, that is not our case. Hafiz Waliuddin Iraqi rahmatullah alayhi says that this hadith is proof that only minor sins are forgiven through good deeds, not the major sins, only minor sins. However, Imam Qurtubi rahmatullah alayhi states that Allah Ta'ala forgives even the major sins of a person through good deeds if his intention is sincere. If a person is sincere, then even his major sins Allah Ta'ala will forgive. Allah Ta'ala grants this favor to whomsoever he chooses. The general rule is that minor sins are forgiven, and as in this hadith it has come, as long as we stay away from major sins, then the minor sins are forgiven. And Allah, so of course, Allah is Allah. He does as He pleases. Nobody can control and nobody can dictate to Allah Ta'ala. If He wants to forgive, as Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi says, when He comes on forgiveness, the big, big sins also He forgives. And when He wants to take to task, He will take to task on small, small matters also. For us it is to follow the rules of Sharia. And Allah's mercy, His forgiveness, that is up to Him. How He wants to do, He will do. But we must stay away from all sins, even minor. A question may be posed here, when so many good deeds can obliterate sin, what transpires when all the sins of a person have been obliterated? This is a question that so many acts are mentioned that sins are forgiven. This was, of course, at that time when people should not really sin. They should stay away from sin. Then the minor sins were all forgiven by all these acts. But today we are involved in so much of sin. We are drowning in sin. Not only the minor, but major sins. In fact, we are even so much of acts of kufr are in our lives also. How many people now in this Christmas period, they are celebrating Christmas also. These are all acts of kufr. They are engaged in so many other wrong things. In the actual acts of kufr people are. So we need a lot of forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Those people who are righteous and who have been got so many sins on them. And then the question arises for them that still sins are being forgiven. So the explanation is given that after the sins are forgiven of a person, then his stages are raised. Sawabs are written to his account now. As now there are no sins on him and he's still doing these actions by which sins are forgiven, now sawabs are written for him. And his stages are raised by Allah Ta'ala. Ulama explain that one engages in good deeds while having no minor sins, his status will be raised. Allah will raise his status, write down sawabs for him now. He haven't got sins, when he has done actions by which sins are forgiven, now sawabs will be written down for him and his stages will be raised. Or if a person has only major sins, then too, then the minor sins, all which are for forgiveness, it will help to forgive the major sins. But of course, much more amal will be required to have the major sins forgiven. However, it should be remembered that the general rule is that major sins require tawbah, specific tawbah. And we should not keep away from that. In that also, we can ask ourselves, like yesterday was the day of Jummah, who of us really made tawbah for our gunas? How much gunas even on Jummah we commit, but how many of us made tawbah? We don't even make tawbah. Deen is not like in our lives. We don't think that I'm committing gunas. We walk on the street, where and where our eyes fall. We talk with people, what things we talk, even just in the home with the family, what discussions we have, how much of ghibat comes, how much of buhtan, false accusation comes, and tawbah, ask, did we make tawbah? Did we hardly make tawbah? Did we ever go and ask somebody forgiveness that I made your ghibat, that I falsely accused you of something? It's not in our lives. We don't think about it. So we need a lot of these good deeds to have ourselves redeemed and forgiven. During periods of goodness and blessings, one should be punctual upon good deeds and activities that will lead one closer to Allah Ta'ala. When things are normal, we shouldn't keep away from doing good deeds. Today, nafal ibadat is like out of our lives. Quran, namaz. How many of us read our nafal namaz? We just don't read our nafal namaz. Whether it is the two sunnahs at the end of zuhr, the last two. Who of us read those two? Nothing. Asr, the four sunnahs, which are sunnahs. How many of us read the four sunnahs of Asr? Maghrib, we just make five rakats, three faras, two sunnahs. Very few of us will even just make another two sunnahs. No, we should make even more. Isha 17 is almost right out of the question. And now with the excuse that Isha is so late, who of us make the extra of Maghrib? Nafal is like not even in our lives. Whereas under normal circumstances, we should be increasing our nafal ibadat. When that is the condition of our namaz, which is the greatest ibadat, we can then see what is the condition of our nafal in all other matters. For example, roza, charity. How much of us give any nafal charity, any nafal rozas we give, that is like totally out of our lives. And yet, the sad part is, we still regard ourselves as very dindar. Just because we are wearing the kurta, we got the beard, topi, and if we got an amama, even more, we think we are very pious. A woman, just because we are donning the burqa, and then we think that we are very pious. But inside us, if we have to check how much of deen is in us, very little of deen is within us. It's very important that we take stock of ourselves and prepare ourselves before maut comes. Because there, then it is just a direct matter. No family ties going to be seen there, no position of a person, no titles, nothing. Our actual deen, how much was in our life, that will be checked. Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.